Oasis Audio presents The Mystery at Peacock Hall by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Amy Lilly. Chapter 1. Come at Once. From the front seat of the station wagon, Benny Alden traced the large R at the top of the letter with his finger.
What did you say this was again?
He asked his grandfather. A monogram, replied grandfather. The first letter is a person's last name. Our monogram would be A for Alden.
A monogram is an initial, said Jesse from the back seat. Initials are the first letters of your name. Your initials are
B-A.
Benny finished. At 6, he was just learning to read. His sister Jessie, who was 12, was teaching him more each day. Next to Jessie, 10-year-old Violet turned from the window.
When I grow up, I'm going to have thick writing paper with my monogram on it in gold, just like Cousin Althea's.
It had only been a few days ago that the letter from Althea Randolph had arrived. It had a gold monogram on the envelope. Grandfather had opened it right away. Althea Randolph was a cousin of Grandfather's wife, Celia. In the letter, Althea claimed to be in trouble and needed Grandfather's help. The Alden children and their grandfather always tried to help people. Once, Henry, Jesse, Violet, and Benny had lived in an old boxcar. Their parents had died, and they were afraid their grandfather was mean. But then he had found them, and the children had learned that James Alden was a kind and loving man. Grandfather decided immediately that they would go to Virginia, where Althea lived in a house called Peacock.